This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You might have noticed in your drives around town, should you happen to live in a biggish city, or if not, maybe on TV, huge ads on the sides of some buildings. Not digital billboards or vinyl sheets with computer-printed graphics on them. Hand-painted art, literally as big as the side of a building. Wall dogs is the industry term for the people who paint those ads, because they usually are ads. It's also the name of a Los Angeles-based company that does that kind of thing here in town. Owner Riley Forsyth has been in the business of painting advertisements and billboards for 40 years now. Riley, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Let me get this straight. You and your guys jump off the sides of buildings to put up these advertisements. Is that basically it?
No, we don't jump.
Well, you repel, maybe.
No, we don't repel either. We use something like a window washer's rig.
Yeah.
It's attached very well to the top of the building, and there's no jumping or
and
repelling.
And you work your way down.
Yes.
All right. How does it work? A company comes to you and says, we want to put an ad up for XYZ, and you say, okay, we're going to do this, this, and this. What happens?
Well, they give us a scaled piece of artwork, and they also give me a digital file. That's the only mm-hmm. thing that's actually digital about my business. We take that and we convert it into a large print.
Mm-hmm.
We grid it off.
Yeah.
We draw everything out by hand, panel by panel, the entire
wow.
wall.
So somebody's face or a car or whatever the ad has
yeah.
in it. Yeah.
As we draw, we burn tiny little holes in it with an electric pencil. And then we take the paper out on location, roll it out on the wall, and we transfer the image through the holes in the paper onto the wall. Then we just take our gallons and buckets of paint up with us. We paint with rollers and brushes. We just start filling in the colors and blending them out.
How does one start in this business of getting these photorealistic, you know, ads and images up on a wall?
Well, before 1990, all the large billboards, including Los Angeles, were all hand-painted. Most people don't know that.
Huh.
All of us were trained to paint photorealistically, to reproduce the artwork as accurately as possible on these billboards.
At size, right? At scale.
At scale. We painted them on big wood panels in a shop downtown, and they would take them out with a truck and hang them up on these
wow.
billboard structures. And about 1990, they developed a system much like a laser printer, except on a huge scale, that now they print them out on vinyl and stretch it out over these wood panels like a canvas.
Right, right.
Most of my guys are my age, and we're all old.
And you're a good-looking guy, but you're not 25 years old.
I'm not young, no.
Yeah.
So we've all kind of grew up in the billboard business. And
Do people have to submit portfolios to you to show that they can actually do this artwork on you know, building-size scale?
Oh, yeah. I have a lot of people that apply for a job, but I can tell by looking at their material whether they can actually handle the photorealistic
yeah.
style or not.
It's not just L.A., though, where these ads and stuff go up on the side of buildings.
No. I mean, hand painting's been around all these years.
Yeah.
We've been doing it, but there's always been this battle to try to replace us with a machine.
Sure.
So I think the hand-painting aspect of it is becoming more popular.
So we have right outside Marketplace World Headquarters here, the 110 freeway runs right up and down the side of our building, right?
Yes.
So if we wanted to get ourselves branded on the side of this building and engaged wall dogs, how much would we have to pay?
Well, the price of our things, you know, it depends on the size of the wall, and I think the largest one we paint is 230 feet tall
wow.
by 86 feet wide.
Ballpark it for me. $100,000?
No.
$50,000?
Around there.
All right. Well, yeah. I'll go to the corporate overlords and see what they say.
Cause,
you know.
Okay.
Riley Forsyth. His company is called Wall Dogs. You have seen, here in L.A. anyway, his work, and probably in other cities, similar stuff. Riley, thanks very much for coming in.
Oh, thank you, Kai.